His name is Scott Sawyer, and he is the creator of North, the comic, a series featuring Canadian superheroes. So, thank you, Scott, for joining us. First up, tell us a little bit about the comic.
Okay, North is a story about Canadian superheroes. It takes place in Toronto and areas around Canada. And it's centered around the roots of the story start in the 1980s when there was an age of heroes and villains in Canada. It's very small compared to the one in the States. What happens is there's a couple of characters. One is the Canadian Captain America. His name is Major Snow. And there's a villain named Lord Rain. And these guys get into a big tussle over the Don Valley Parkway in Toronto that ends up costing them both their lives and serves as a cautionary tale, because after that, nobody wants to be a hero or a villain in Canada. It becomes a strictly American phenomenon. So 30 years later, the daughter of that fallen hero has inherited all of her father's wealth and resources, kind of like a Batman, Bruce Wayne type character, but none of his good sense. She is impatient and impetuous and finds out that the man that killed her dad 30 years ago has only staged his own death and has been living a good life in retirement ever since. So using these resources, she gathers all of these people and kind of cons them into helping her go after this old dormant villain that's now in his 80s, and with all that help, how hard could it be? And it turns out it's incredibly hard, and they get their butts kicked all over Toronto and accidentally set off the second age of heroes and villains in Canada. So it takes all the stuff that I loved about comic books growing up, but infuses it with enough Canadianity to make it feel more like ours, while at the same time being careful to not fall into cliche and blatant flag waving.
Now, if you could pick one character that's your favorite, who would it be?
I guess it might be Casey Van Allen. She's the catalyst for the whole thing. She's the daughter of of Major Snow, and she's kind of a pain in the butt, which kind of makes her fun to write. She's kind of the forced leader of the group. It would later be commandeered by someone with more kind of good sense and a little bit more experience, and she begrudgingly gives the reins over, but she's great. She's like her own worst enemy, and that's kind of fun to write someone like that.
You talked about there being a lot of heroes and places in Canada featured in the comic, but you're from Sudbury, so are there any Sudbury tidbits in there?
You know, what's funny is that one of the major characters, the one that actually does kind of help her lead the team, his name is Adnak. So, just after the ski hill, which I remember very well from my days back in Sudbury, so. A little nostalgia there.
As we mentioned, you are from Sudbury, so what schools did you go to in Sudbury?
I went to Llewellyn. I went to Algonquin Public, Llewellyn Secondary, Cambrian College, and Laurentian University. So covered almost all of them.
Talk a little bit about the tone of the comic. Is there an audience that it's geared towards?
Well, you know what's funny is it's a question that's asked all the time, and here I am as much a comic fan as I was when I was 10 years old. So the comic that I've written is not so full of adult themes that it would be off-putting for kids or parents that are cautious. Having said that, it also carries enough with it that one of the best compliments I've ever had was someone said that it was like The Watchmen, but for Canada. Now, that is something that's a pretty high standard to be compared to, but I'll take it. You might have been drinking that day. It's hard to say, but I'll take it.
Now, comic books, they've been around for a long time. Comic book movies are more popular now than ever. With so many different superheroes out there, how do you come up with original ideas? And how do you get into the world of comic book writing?
Well, you know, what's funny is that it came from a desire to do it, really, more than anything. I wouldn't say that doing your own self-published comic book is an act of, like, good sense. it's not something that's going to pay the bills likely anytime soon. But we have a good readership. And I'd like to think that that's because I didn't tackle the writing of it until I was in my mid-30s. And it's a 14-issue volume one story arc. And I kind of, it's a little tongue-in-cheek when I say it, but it's a little bit born of necessity because we were just really underrepresented, I found, in comic books coming up through. All the comics were from America. The whole hero, superhero mythology seems to have been born there, and it exploded there, and the MCU and DC and everything that we know about superheroes largely came from there. So I just wanted something that felt more like home, and I never felt we had it growing up. So very early on, I was taking like a character like Captain Canuck and trying to like think, well, how would I do a character like that? And, you know, my answer was Adanac. And that was something I drew, a concept that I drew back in 98. And some of the drawings and some of the characters, because it's a huge cast of characters. There's seven on the team. There's secondary villains, tertiary characters. So there's a lot there, and a lot of them were drawn at different stages of my life and conceptualized. So this was an opportunity that struck out after writing scripts for film and TV, or not a lot of which saw screen, in fairness, but over the years, it was a very natural progression to go to this comic and pull all of those characters together and see the opportunity in working with it with a big cast of them. So it was kind of born of like several love of comics and several different stages of my life and characters that basically spawned from that.
Where can you get your hands on a copy of North in Sudbury?
They carry it at Comics North and Hidden Level Games. And Bay Use Books carries them sometimes as well. Yeah, no, they've both been fantastic supporters of the book. And also right now we have a Kickstarter going on. We're already funded at 108%, but we always welcome the help on the campaign. This is to get us towards number four. So we have the budget locked down for issue number four, and all of those issues now can be, we're going to be printing them in single issues again, but also in a condensed trade paperback 1-4. So it'll be a good point for readers to jump on.
The next issue of North will be coming out in February. Look for it in stores and support a local artist as he brings Canadian heroes to life. Scott Sawyer, thanks again for taking the time to speak with us.
Thank you.